Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on Allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions transitions into in-game live. And, it's never easy, is it? Breaking news, Kyle Gibson is not pitching tonight. Kyle Gibson's been scratched.
Oh, God,
so really? Cam's disgust here. Kyle Gibson's been scratched because, dude, the FanDuel doesn't even have the game up right now. They don't have the game up. I don't know if it's like we're going to be in a rain delay or they think it's going to be a rain delay. They don't want to put Gibson out there. They're like, no, we're not. It's going to be a rain night tonight. They're convinced it's a rain night tonight. So enough that they just scratch Gibson. Connor Brogdon is now starting. Connor Brogdon now starting for the Philadelphia Phillies. Well, Phillies Twitter blowing up right now. Not happy.
Well, here's the dilemma. Here's the dilemma. Do you have two boxes, action, click, or no action? If you have action, enjoy your bet with Brogdon. You got no action, it's voided. So
FanDuel locked it down right now. Mm-hmm. It's on lockdown. So my pick's coming up. So let's bring Berman in here. So that game's on lockdown right now. We have the Cardinals and the Pirates going off the board right now. We got the Red Sox and the Rays. My games are coming up in like 20 minutes. So I'll throw, what do you like, Berman, tonight on the diamond, Berman?
It's funny. I like the Dodgers-Phillies game to bet. I like the Phillies, actually, to snap back after late yesterday, but now I don't know. So I wouldn't touch it with Gibson not pitching. He's been pretty good for the Phillies. Like the Cardinals tonight, obviously, they're on the road. Wainwright, his ERA. I didn't realize his ERA is as low as it is. It's 3.48, so he's been pitching pretty well, despite the fact that the Cardinals are only 500. Give me St. Louis tonight. Pirates are awful. Rays and Red Sox. Red Sox in a free fall, much like the Mets are. They were in first place just a couple of weeks ago. Now they're fighting. Red Sox are just 65-50. Give me the Rays tonight in Beantown over the Red Sox. Nate Eovaldi has been struggling of late for Boston. Not sure about Fleming for the Rays, but give me the Rays tonight over Boston.
Uh-huh. Thank you very much, Cam Stewart. He's telling
you. Yeah, what is it? We got a new guy.
Got some more picks, yeah.
Big Card Berman. Wow, he's what the hell's going on here? It's like me and Berman. Yeah, it's just
every game
change places.
Got a pick for every game.
I love it. Good work,
NBA. NBA Berman's two picks a night. Give me Brooklyn and the Lakers, guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Baseball. He likes to sprinkle. He likes to bet the board, Berman. He likes to bet the board.
I love it. Yeah.
Hey, let's bring in Dave Sharapin.
Stand up and have some respect. It's the Sportsbook Consigliere, Dave Sharapan, on Endgame Live.
Dave Sharapan steps up and in. I like the hat, Dave. That's one of the teams that I like. I'm not forcing anything early here on the Cardinals and the Pirates game. I'm going to ride the hot hand. And we bet the future. We got in on Oakland. I think Oakland's going to win again. I'm just not going to bet them daily, but I think I don't see why they don't win tonight. And I think the Atlanta Braves are hot right now. I don't like picking on the Reds like this, and I'm tempting fate, I think, by betting on the Braves again, Cam. But I like the same teams last night. We're going to go with the
I don't think you're tempting fate. I don't think you're tempting fate.
A's and Braves. A's and Braves.
Yeah, no, A's I got no problem with the Braves. I think they win. Toussaint hasn't been good, but trust me, Wade Miley's due for to get rocked. It's going to be happening tonight in Atlanta.
Shout out to our ham radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Morenci, kicking it with the Raging Redhead. Cam Stone, who's fired up for the Atlanta Braves and the Cincinnati Reds. Yep. Yeah, you sound like a wrestling promoter.
I am.
Tonight in Atlanta.
I'm going to be honest with you. I have a lot of anger and rage, and I feel like really like just putting something through a wall right now. Yeah, I'm in one of those moods. I'd actually like to like fight somebody.
Because Kyle Gibson?
That's what I feel like. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I am. I'm really pissed off. I got roofers coming up here. These guys are trying to squeeze me for money all the time. No, I've had enough. I've had enough of everyone. Enough. Stop bothering me. We're just betting on baseball. Dave, love you. It's a pleasure when you're here. I can't wait. Gabe, we're going to just keep on making money, and I'm taking your approach. I'm entering the futures market big time, and I'm just going to load up cash, and that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to win a lot of money.
We're getting excited about futures. Just for the record, you got to do what I do, Cam. And I know it's kind of whatever, but basically what I do is I just misplace my phone for like 2 days at a time and stuff.
Yeah, I can't do that, though.
I do.
Trust me, I tried. It was a nightmare. No, Gabe, you don't understand. You don't understand. Like, when I misplace my phone, I get like 13 texts from my mom. Where are you? What's going on? Like,
I know.
It backfires. It makes it worse.
I feel like a jerk sometimes because I'm like, one day sometimes. But earlier this week, I was like, man, I haven't looked at my phone in like 3 days. Like,
that's
one of those
fantastic. Yeah, you. That thing, I'd like to take that phone with a sledgehammer and never see it again.
If you want to contact me, I'm right here on the grid. I'm easy to find.
Exactly.
Hey, listen, give us what do you like on the diamond tonight, Dave? Diamond Dave. Diamond Dave Sharapan.
Yeah, Diamond so Dave.
Yesterday we had against the Pirates. Again, against the Pirates. The Cardinals looks like a sweep the way the pitching matchups line up. I like the Phillies until the scratch. I thought Wilson was going to win. I still think that maybe the over's in play against Price, the way that the Phillies hit lefties. Milwaukee's a huge price. Didn't you say yesterday, Gabe, that Atlanta's your team that you can't just get right against? Like, I can't believe you're going right back to the well against them.
I brought it up.
They won yesterday.
Am I tempting fate by betting on a team that always screws me 2 days in a row?
Not at all. It's the right thing to do. It's the proper thing to do. Do it.
And I have them to win a division.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In-game live continues. I'm Renzi, kicking with Cam Stewart and Dave Sharapan, Sports Grid Radio Networks. We'll get into the NBA Summer League. We got action coming up here. We've got live action right now, but I like the Toronto Raptors. I've been sitting on this one for a couple of days. They haven't played. They haven't played, man, since Sunday. It's crazy.
Exactly.
Monday,
well rested.
They played,
I hope not.
Yeah, they played one game.
I hope not rusty.
No, they'll be fine. They'll be fine.
Okay, good.
Raptors are currently minus 2.5 against the Golden State Warriors in Vegas tonight. Totals 171.5. The Summer League's been playing to the over. It's a showcase league, so they want to see your offense, basically. But that's the difference with the Raptors and the Sacramento Kings. And props to Cam, who said a couple of nights ago, I'm riding the Sacramento Kings. And I said, all the way to the final? He said, all the way to the final, right?
Yeah.
And Sacramento just have that. Davion Mitchell is with them. So you get all the – I love that. That's why I love the Raptors tonight, guys, is all these dudes are all studs, right? Oh, Cade Cunningham. Oh, Jalen Green's a new Bradley Beal and a big scorer. And, like, oh, everyone's a scorer, scorer, scorer. Jalen Suggs scored 24 points. He scored, scorer, scorer. And, like, these kids are judged. Cade Cunningham, Mobley had a bad night, according to everybody. He only scored 12 points. Kid got ripped after his first summer league game for scoring 12 points, getting 8 rebounds or something.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, right? He had a pretty good night. Like, he did what he, you know what I mean? But, oh, he didn't score. But what I like about this is the Raptors, Scotty Barnes is all defense. He's not there to show off and take stupid threes and stuff. He's there to steal the ball from you. He's there to get rebounds, and he's doing it. And the Raptors, bro, they got a bunch of dudes that have played, like, NBA games playing. They have a very good summer roster. Malachi Flynn's too good for guys in the summer league. He's good. Malachi Flynn, the point guard out of San Diego State, he was a backup with the Raptors last year, but whenever he got on the court, he was good. And in fact, me and Cam talked about it. The offense flowed better, actually, without Kyle Lowry, as much as we love Kyle. The offense just flowed better without him. You know, younger guys, quicker ball movement. Kyle's kind of stationary, you know what I'm saying?
Methodical, that's the word.
Yeah. And a lot of ISO. He's old. Let's just call it he's old. He's 36. Yeah. He plays the old way, right? The Raptors want to zing it around the court and stuff. Love the Raptors tonight against the Warriors coming up. Dave, what's up with the Dodger game now? Did FanDuel post a number? They just took it down. They just
It's already started. It's already started.
It's in the live, but you got to hit refresh. Yeah, it's 0-0. It says it's in the
So what was the number that they set back up?
I haven't seen it up.
They don't have a number. Yeah, it's locked. It's under live, but it's locked. That's what I'm saying. They're not taking money on the game right now.
I'm scrolling like around this. 130 for the Dodgers. That's the number that I see. That's the most recent number I've seen.
When a pitcher gets scratched that close to game time, there's a couple things you have to do in the system to get it back up, especially to get it onto the live thing. So, you know, they took it down probably before it started, and now they're trying to put in all the readjusted prices. So you'll see it come back up, but you may not see it until the end of the first inning. There's probably somebody scrambling right now in the office somewhere going, the Dodger game started. Get this thing back
in
up.
Ireland.
Somebody's emailing them. Yeah, wherever they're at. Yeah. And they're going.
Jimmy O'Flynn, what are you doing with the Dodgers? It goes so fast, Seamus, please.
There's a bunch of Irish guys yelling at each other right now, Cam. Exactly. Especially the Dodgers and Phillies, East Coast, West Coast, like a bowl game. Like, guys, hurry the hell up and get the number back. You know. Yeah, Seamus is getting reamed right now, Cam.
Yeah, exactly. Jimmy O'Toole, what are you doing? You're a horrible sports book director. Let Seamus take over. Yeah, exactly.
It's the computer guys, man. They're the tech guys. They're the real guys. They're in control.
Yes.
That's the exact. Yeah. So whatever. They can't do anything. So right now the guys in Jersey and everything are like, what do you want me to do? I'm waiting for these guys in Europe to update the computer. I can't do anything about this.
That's it.
This is where I would get mad if I was at the window. I've done it before too. They tried at metal set with the horses. It went down, and you want to see anger, Cam. You don't have to tell Cam and Dave. You guys know. Dude, they had to call security, like real security. Like the old guys nearly started a riot. The computers went down, bro, like minutes before a horse race.
Oh, that is
a
disaster.
Like they were like, what do you mean? And there was like 20 of them. And a couple of these guys get mean. The old guys, they drink, they fight, they have canes and stuff, right? And out came the canes, man. Guy was like, you mother, and he started slamming the desk. And basically, they were taking bets by hand. I loved it. They were like, all right, everyone chill out. And boom, Buddy got his piece of paper out. They had a pad. And Buddy was like, what horse do you want? And basically they had it, and then the argument started. You can't do this. It got shut down. Somebody said, no, you can't do this. You can't just
they also,
like,
you know what I mean? No, and then the guy with the pad. Yes. Yeah, I'm going to tell you, Marenzi, from horse racing, good luck. Yeah, that pad of paper is going to solve a quinella, a pick three problem. It's not happening. They all have to be attached to the computer. You can't put those numbers up. It's simply impossible. You can't do it.
It's so funny. I've done that. I've said that. I've been at the counter and said,
well, someone said, hey, write the damn, because I've done it, Dave, myself. I've been on the phone before with a book in, a few years ago. Yeah. They said, our computer, I said, I don't care if your computer. I said, you know what the point spread is. You know what my client number is. Put the bet in. Like, write it down. You're a sports book. You ever think that's, you're a bookie, that's, essentially. That's, like, yes. Not everyone had computers, Dave, to take a bet.
You can, yes, see, that's the thing. You could do it. You could do it with a baseball game. It's very simple. This team is plus 140. Here's your $200. I'll pay, you know what I mean? I'll pay or not. Like, you could do it with single games. It's you can't do it with things that are attached, right, Dave?
What's
like,
your story, Dave, with this? Fours, I'm sure you've had it stuff at the window, people getting mad.
So this even goes back when I was offshore. We had one day where the system went down. It was a Sunday.
Yeah.
And I told everybody, I gave them all a legal pad and said, start writing down all the bets. Because people were calling from all over the world, and there was no internet wagering. So we hand wrote every single bet, and we told every person that called, if you overbet your account, so if you have 500 in your account, you could bet up to $500. If you bet over that, you're thrown out forever. You're thrown out, not now, you're thrown out forever if you go over.
Ooh.
And we had thousands of clients. So we told them all on the call, and every guy but one stayed within his account. And we hand wrote bets for 6 hours until the computers came back up, and then entered them all in by hand and did it. But when I was offshore, we hand wrote the horse tickets. Cam, can you imagine? We had to calculate every payout.
You're putting quinellas and stuff?
We hand wrote them all because they weren't, the computer system wouldn't work for horses, but we needed to take the bets because horse bettors also play sports.
But what do you do, Dave?
So we started handwriting. We paid track odds up to 300 to 1. So we had to see what it paid at the track, and then we just matched it. So whatever paid, we had to hand write and figure out all of the things and put the money in their account for every transaction. But you can't, I mean, Gabe, you said it right. We're a sports book. We were there to take bets. And
that's the thing.
It was hard, but I learned how to do it, and we had people that did it.
There's a trust factor, like you said, and it's fascinating. You said that only one guy screwed around. Because the same thing, because I said the same thing. I'm trusting you guys as well with my account, right? I'm like, write it down, because I basically said, there's a couple of dimes in the account. We know this. Put a nickel on the game, write it down, and add or subtract after. I trust you. It was like, you know, it's old school.
That's the way I grew up in the business. That's kind of being lost in this, all this apps and all this not talking to people. Mm-hmm. It was still an honorable thing on both sides of the counter, and that's going away, which is unfortunate.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. That's a great story. I don't know how you're doing 10-cent supers and that stuff, Dave. With horse racing, there's so many stupid bets. You must have smoke coming out your ears.
I would have limited it. I would have been like nothing bigger than a trifecta.
Wouldn't play show. Like,
oh, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Continues. I am Arenzi, kicking it with Cam Stewart and Dave Sharapan. So the Dodgers and Phillies are playing. FanDuel still has the game locked right now. I'm in on the Dodgers. I like the Dodgers. I have confidence in David Price. That was the narrative all day. Well, David Price makes a lot of money. He's a good pitcher. He'll give us five strong innings. I don't have a problem with
that. That was my narrative, friend. I'm like, David Price hasn't been great as a starter. Yeah, no, you're right. He's been all right. It's time. He's got to start earning his bread, though, because yes. I expect more.
Yeah, he took last year off. Room,
but come on, Price. Like, you're making a lot of money. Like, show up, right? But the thing is, Philadelphia, it's you after that streak. We'll see. It's going to be a great game tonight.
Yeah, I got no problem with Price. He's going to be big for us down the stretch. What's your take on Price? Like, all day people, David Price is starting. I'm going to bet against David Price. Like, go ahead and bet against David Price.
Well, I was Kyle Gibson. With the fact that it was more about Kyle Gibson than Price making his Phillies debut.
I get it. My deal was Mookie Betts
for a couple of years now, right? Yeah, that's the bigger one. Exactly.
Mookie Betts and Turner out.
Is the story. That's what, like, it's not the pitching matchup. The Dodgers, they're still four games back against versus the Giants. They keep getting hurt. Like, just when the lineup looks like this is when they're going to go on that 12-game winning streak. They're going to take a three-game lead in the division and make everybody chase them. Somebody else gets hurt. Now, they've been able to maintain what they're doing, and they're so deep. But, I mean, take Mookie Betts out. Like, Mookie Betts is MVP level, player, and he just throws someone else in. They can do it for a short amount of time, but again, there's 45 games left. I think they're running out of time to make up this ground on the Giants. And if the Giants keep winning, they can't do anything about it anyway. They only have, I believe, one series left head to head. So the Dodgers got to keep winning these games, and Price is going to have to be a big part of it, obviously. But Mookie Betts not being in the lineup is a lot bigger than anything the odds makers are giving it credit for.
Now, this isn't confirmed yet. I don't have my tickets yet. The plans are in the works. But I should be at Dodger Stadium on August 28th. Dodgers versus Atlanta Braves.
What day of the week is it?
Saturday.
You're going to L.A.?
I'm going to go to L.A. for like a weekend or, whatever. Mini deal. Yeah.
I just got a call today, Morenci. It's like, hey, would you like to come down to Vegas to do that super contest stuff for a few days? I'm like, that sounds very, very intriguing. Right? That's right around that time.
I was going to go to Vegas.
I can meet you down there. I can meet you there.
But
I'm thinking about going.
I see Vegas. It's a cesspool. There's a million people. Like, the pools are all crowded.
You can hang out with me and Dave at the Suncoast. I tell you, I go off. I'm a different guy. I'm like that senior. I found the restaurant that just keeps on giving us all we want for $5.99. Oh, yeah, I get a milkshake or a sundae. I'm telling you, Dave, minute I got off the strip and even the outdoor test, I'm gone. Yeah.
My trip is more of a romantic adventure.
Oh, nice, nice, nice.
I have company. Company.
My trip is not romantic. It is business.
So I'm mixing it up. Like one night.
I like romance.
One night dinner, Beverly Hills dinner type of stuff, in some nice restaurant. Mm-hmm. Beverly Hills.
Money. Yeah, good.
One night, Dodger Stadium. And one day, Venice Beach and stuff.
Wicked.
Sort of get wicked. Into all you know we could do.
Yeah, better keep on winning, man. Get a big stack. We'll call you Stacks when you go down to
Universal. If Universal Tours is open or one of those cheesy tours things, I'm not into Disneyland, but I'll go. I've always, they have a Moe's bar, Cam. At Universal in Hollywood.
Yeah.
It's like Moe's.
That's wicked.
I want to go to Moe's. You can drink there, it's a bar. Like, you go in, it looks the same.
Gabe, my parents really cheaped out. We went to California. My mom used to be an insurance writer, but I went to two LA Kings games and saw like the Kings play with the purple and gold with Bernie Nichols. He had a wicked game. They beat Calgary 7-3. Never forget it. One of the best days ever. There was nobody there. But my parents cheaped out. They didn't go to the good part. We went to Knott's Berry Farm. What a joke. We're like panning for gold and stuff like
The kids love Knott's Berry Farm because the rides are great and there's less cars there. They were just there
last
week.
You're right, Dave. It was very easy.
They were last week. Now, it's not Disneyland, but Disneyland.
That's like going to Florida and going to Epcot. instead of like Disney World.
You made $1.78. Yeah, Mom, look at me. I'm getting some spice, some chocolate bars, and double bubble. Look at
that. Hey, the rides at Knott's Berry Farm are very underrated.
They're pretty good.
You're right. The kids, you can't fool the kids. No. But listen, if you two are serious, you want to do the super contest or you want to do the circuit contest and you can't get here, I'll sign us up and we'll put our picks in every week if you want to do a group.
Yeah, let's figure something out.
That sounds good. Because my proxy reached out to me today, right? And he's a really nice guy, Gabe. You know Andy, right? Andy Isco. And I was going to go down there anyway, but that's a really expensive trip, Dave. So we'll talk. Sounds like fun. Good for you, Morenzi. Yeah, enjoy your romantic trip. It sounds like you got money to go on this trip now. All your winners you're hitting.
I was going to come see you and sit at the game with you, but I ain't going to bother you now that I know you're bringing your
friends. Oh, no, we'll see. Well, I mean, like, my plans are
complete. There's romance, and then there's frolicking. Yeah, there's a lot of things.
Hey, it's only – I'm door-to-door 3 hours and 40 minutes from Dodger Stadium. So, very possible.
I'm not going to lie, though. I was high on Vegas. She wasn't more. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, sort of – we went to Vegas before. And then I saw – what it is, too, is Vegas is – you got to mask up. Yeah, and she's anti-mask. Right? I don't want to wear a mask if it's like she said out Vegas, you got to wear a mask and like everything. LA Cali, there's no masks type thing, so it's still
cool.
Like, you know what I mean? And so whatever. I like to get back to Vegas too, but yeah, let's figure that contest out. Let's do something.
The Red Sox are up 3-0 right now against Tampa.
Yeah,
they're in a second inning. Tampa is plus 330 right now in game. The way the Red Sox are going, plus you could take the run line. Oh, it just closed. It was plus 3.5 runs with the Rays. The way the Red Sox bullpen is right now, as bad as they're going, you get the team in first place in the AL East against a team going backwards, 2-9 in their last 11. I mean, you know, we're still doing the show and talking about all this other stuff, but like that is an opportunity right there. If you're listening or watching the show right now, It's an over adjustment that it's a computer doing it. It's not a person doing it because you can see what's going on with the Red Sox. A 3-run lead in the second inning is anything but safe. Anything but safe.
How about this, Dave and Cam? You get the Rays at plus 2.5 right now.
Yeah.
Plus 2.5 runs.
Look at this from last
second
night.
Second inning.
You're right, Dave.
I'm taking the Rays plus 2.5.
Oakland was down, they came back and won. Braves were down, they came back and won. Like, honestly, like, you could play baseball live, like, in-game the whole damn time. Problem is, I like a lot of other things. Like, I like to gamble on golf, and I like to, you know, got money on the Raptors game. Right? So, yeah.
Yeah, Raptors coming up at 8 o'clock, yeah. And the Oakland Athletics are at 8 o'clock.
Got that bet
I'm
in.
I'm on the A's. Yeah.
Me too.
So, I'm on the Dodgers, Braves, A's. I just took the Rays. Well, everything. You can call me Jay. You can call me Ray. Well, it's all the teams. Yeah. Braves, A's.
We called that the Fonzie parlay. A's, J's, and Rays. A's.
Plus, I just took the Rays, plus 2.5. And I'm going to get to play in now, actually, on the Raptors. I like the Raptors in the summer league. That game's coming up at 8 o'clock Eastern as well. Raptors are minus 2.5 against the Warriors. We'll just do the money line.
Yeah.
Raptors own the Warriors.
I did both. Yeah, the line, what was it? It was weird. It went from like 2 to 3.5, then back down to 2.5. Yeah, it was dancing a little bit today for sure.
The money line's going up on the Raptors now. Like I said, the Raptors have Malachi Flynn. Playing. They got a couple other dudes. They've got like 4 or 5 guys that have played in the NBA. What's his name? Precious Anunoha, coming over from Miami Heat, the Nigerian. He was he was at the Olympics on Nigeria. Boom. Tokyo, right to Vegas after. No rest for the wicked.
Yep.
Man, Vegas, Dave, you're so busy on the air and everything, but do you and the kids, do you a day or something? Do you get down to the summer league action? Like, it's like a basketball fan's dream. Like the summer league, Cam, in Vegas, like, it's crazy. Like, everybody's there. Like, you know, I see, like, you'll just see, hey, there's Devin Booker watching the game, signing autographs, like, Larry Bird's walking around, Mark Cuban. Like, it's everybody's there.
So many people. So many people use this as a trip to come to Vegas off the court. Forget about on the court. I mean, and I was just down at the Wynn today. I had to go see a guy about a thing, and we were hanging out. Carl Anthony Towns walked by. John Wall walked by. And you forget how tall guys are until you see them in person. And I didn't want to bother Carl Anthony Towns, but he was so
tall. Big in real
life. I wanted to take a picture just to remind everybody how big these guys are. Because I was like, hey, man, what's up? It was just, it's too funny. But they're all walking around. So we've never.
Those poor basketball players in the casino, though, Dave and Cam, poor guys. Whoa. You can't blend in, Cam. You're Carl Anthony Towns at the roulette table. You're 7-1, bro. Like, hey, there's Carl Anthony Towns. Like, you know,
that's why it's good to be a golfer. Yeah, like it's like, hi, there's JT Poston. Nobody knows who the hell he is. Like, do anything you want.
Nope. Put a hat on, you sit at the table, you know,
incognito.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I've gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to take care of yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps. Ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month.
Hey Indeed, life continues. I am Renzi. We're kicking it with the raging redhead, Cam Stewart, who does not have time for any carpet jobs right now.
It's great. I got tape all over my floor, like big holes in it. I know you, Gabe. We've had incidents before at old studios. Yeah, yeah. We need a carpet job. No time though. We got other things to do. You would have been proud of me, Morency. I made one of your favorites today. Hainser, you're not the only guy who can go on Twitter and post meals. You should have seen the meatballs I made. Spaghetti and meatballs from scratch. Hey, dude, we're not just talk show hosts. I cook. I told you, Gabe. We want to do that gambling cooking show. I'm really fired up.
Yeah,
I love Cam's that cookout. Idea.
Yeah, it's my idea. Cam's cookout. Yeah. But it's so Sundays. So
meatballs
NFL Sunday.
And money lines. We call it
meatballs. No, Dave. not meatballs money. No, it's Cam's cookout. But like basically, like whoever's playing the Sunday nighter and stuff could be a nice little gap, maybe 7 to 8. Yeah. Or we could do it earlier in the day, you know, whatever the games of the day are. So let's say, you know, it's like, all right, the New Orleans Saints are in Dallas. Cam's Dallas. Cam's cooking ribs tonight. So Cam shows his ribs recipe, drinks a couple of beers, and gives some picks for the game. All right?
Yep.
You know, they go to New Orleans, you cook some jambalaya. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly. I'll do some jambalaya, some shrimp. Yeah, all sorts of different stuff.
Are
you
we giving
it,
someone else this idea, like right now?
It's already patented. We can go to GoDaddy and buy camscookout.org for 98 cents. Don't worry, I'll do it after the show. We'll buy
another one too. We're talking about
meatballs and money lines. Oh, I love it.
You can't get off. He likes Cam's
sports dating show.
I love this whole idea.
Yeah, he really likes meatballs and money lines.
I know he does. I love that.
Sports dating show. I was talking about how, like, one of my first radio show, I replaced a dating show. So, like, people were pissed off. Like, there was this dating show that was on. It's actually like
people like
a good concept of dating radio. Right, so it's basically, you know, dude calls in, yeah, hey, my name's Joe. Yeah, I work for this city. You know, I mean, I make about 60K a year, and I like to go to Canadians games. And a chick would call in, right? Like, and then the host would be like, oh yeah, what you doing? You know, and they sort of But if you did it for sports fans, it'd be good. Like Babano, we can finally hook Babano up, Cap. You know, you gotta believe there's some lonely girl in Hamilton that goes to Ticats games alone.
Here's the thing. I'm not whatever, but Mano's a good-looking young man. He's healthy. He's not fat. He likes CFL football. He likes to go have soup. There's a lot of things he drinks up. Whatever. He's a catch.
He likes to go out. Well, you're really playing him up. I don't know.
Yeah, anyway, I'll talk to him tonight after midnight.
That's right.
Yeah, he really likes soup, Dave. He's a big soup guy.
Yeah, we got a guest. He comes on. Good guy. But he, like, anytime we switch, like, lanes away from sports, like, he gets, like, freaked out and, like, awkward. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, ask him about the games, and he'll go. But, like, so we just started, like, last week. He didn't like it, though, because we're like, you know, listen, we'll get you, you know, we're going to hook you up. And so I was giving him advice. I was like, this is what you have to do. I said,
it's great advice.
Because basically he was late to the show. And we said, what? This guy, Cam was like, what? Is he with a girl? What's going on? And I said, he's not with a girl. And he came on and he even admitted. He goes, I wish I was having sex with someone. You know what I mean? And we said, well, we got to change this, Babano. I said, listen, right? And we were giving him ideas, but he wanted to change the subject. He didn't want our ideas. So they were good ideas me and Cam were giving him.
I agree. Hey, it's not over.
Lower your expectations. You're not like marrying Miss Canada, Babano, right? Number one.
Exactly. That's everyone's problem. It's like, we used to know this guy. He's a big, fat slob, and he's going after supermodels. It's like, dude, like, it's not happening. Just get somebody who's into your stuff. And then take it from there. Anyway, Dave.
We won't name names because he's married now, one guy.
Yeah, exactly.
He came up to me. He goes, man. He goes, I just asked Andy Petrillo out. She wasn't very nice about it. And I seriously like laughed in his face, bro. I said, what? I said, you just went up to her and asked her out? I said, you got balls, bro. And then, but I was drunk, so I couldn't help. I said, listen, people that date each other, bro, are sort of equally good looking. I said, why would you think that she was going to say yes to you? I give him credit, like you said. Yeah, he went up to her, he asked her out. Yeah. Like, it's TV personality, Dave. He went right up to her, but like, She was like, no, like, kind of like.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, you've got to swing for fences. I've seen it in Vegas for years, man. Like, wonder sometimes about how this guy is with this girl. Now, either he's paying or, you know, he's either, you know,
he could be very intelligent.
He's got the right
tools. Could have a massive IQ member and do a lot of other quality things. Maybe he's a five-star chef.
Mm-hmm. Celebrities are different. She's not a celebrity, but whatever. Some people and personalities are different. But it is true where if you go into a bar and like there's like the smoking, the most, you know, there's like a supermodel type sitting there, you'll notice no one will talk to her. It's same thing with tall women. They're intimidated. Men get intimidated by tall women. Even if you're tall, tall's you look, good. You're like, oh man, she's tall. You know what I mean? And then like men don't talk to them. Like, hot women will tell you, like, dudes actually don't talk because they get scared, right? So, like, we'll give our boy credit. He swung for the fences.
He did. But
I love it.
We're not going to give him credit. He was a sleazeball. This guy used to tell people he played for the Buffalo
Bills. He's done a lot of pretty sleazy things. He got no contact, no foul tip. It was straight. Yeah, he got, like, the smoke.
Oh, man. He was anyway. The lowest thing this guy did, Dave, and this is pretty low. He admitted to this on the air. He used to confess to these things on the show. It was like, I was like, all right, if you want to keep confessing, it's good radio. He got an autographed stick from Felix Potvin telling him that it was for a sick kid.
Yeah, like a sick kid in the hospital. Mm. And he took the that's
he
pretty
kept
low.
It? He
took
and he the, kept the stick?
Of course he did. It's one of his prized possessions.
There was no kid. No. He went up to the guy before the game and gave him a sob story about how his like kid was like – but he gave him an autographed goalie stick. Like, he lied. Like, who does that?
Like, it's pretty weird.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's pretty. That's, that's devious.
Yeah. He also wants one of his better ones, too, though, was the press box one. He went to like a World Series or something like that. Hey, the guys, we'll give him credit. He used to bring it. Now he's all boring. We're taking the Raptors. Raptors to win. Over the worst. So, Dave, before you joined us earlier, me and Cam were talking about this. We're talking about NFL futures, and I said, and we'll get to golf. I see our boy Goldsters in the house. We're going to get to some golf in the 8 o'clock hour. But I bet on the Tennessee Titans to win a division the other day, and I got it. It was -135. It was 140. And I got it at 135, and I'm like, oh, this is only going to go up. Today it's -110. I'm thinking, like, why? Yeah. Why would it go down? And Cam said, "Oh, because of the reports of Carson Wentz, you know, could be back earlier." And I said, "Wow, what an era we live in, Dave." And it's for you. You're the odds guy. And remember, it happened with Max Scherzer. Odds are now moving, basically with tweets and reports.
Crazy.
It's like crazy. What? Like crazy. So, what? So Carson Wentz might be back. Like, they even said he'll be back in 5 or 7 or 8. And
the guy's still in a walking boot. If you really read the whole story that I did, it's like, at the end of the article, like, nobody read it. You didn't get there, right? Because no one's got an attention span. But Jacob Eason is probably the starting quarterback week 1. It was like, it was almost like in italics. Like, don't read
it. But it's not like Wentz coming back is a good thing anyway. It's not like, he's going to get hurt anyways when he comes back. Like, who cares if he comes back? But my point is, so the line moved 30 cents today with a report. So it's crazy. The odds makers move numbers. I said earlier that would only happen with the draft, NFL, NBA draft, because you guys were screwed. You didn't really know. So you'd have to sort of, what is Kuiper saying? What is this guy saying? And I've seen all odds makers, even in Vegas, admit that. They read everything about the draft. But that's why I kill it. And you remember, I killed the draft and I killed the NBA draft because I don't buy the narratives. I go to who I think teams will draft, not what the media is saying. But you see – modern sports betting, Dave, the odds makers, the market, they're getting bullied. ESPN puts something out, and then the odds makers don't have a choice but to move numbers. It's crazy. What a world.
It's incredible because it's not happening everywhere. I mean, I just checked the Dodgers and the Phillies game. It's in the second inning. There's still no number. But we can move the number on Tennessee and Indianapolis to win the division. It makes no sense to me that you got guys that are probably, you know, over in that room, wherever you said they were, and Sheamus and O'Sullivan and all those people are like, ESPN said, you know, that he's coming back. So he moves it. And you're like, what are you doing? I mean, so I'm just saying, I would never do that. I never did that. I never would do it. We took bets and you moved it on money. So maybe somebody bet. Maybe somebody actually bet the Colts today and they moved.
Somebody said, oh, I want the Colts now.
Yeah. I mean, maybe. I don't know. Without talking to somebody that's in the room and making that international call, if we have to make it, and going, did somebody actually bet? Did you get a bad guy that bet the Colts based on that news? Because that's only a good thing for you, Morency, because if you like Tennessee, you get another. You can get another whack at a better price. You cost average your price down. I mean, you just said it. When has Wentz played a full season? He hasn't been healthy maybe ever.
Let's remember, Nick Foles stepped in and got the job done. Carson Wentz has done nothing since he's been in the NFL. Let's just put
Carson
this
Wentz one good year. Never would have beaten the Patriots in that game.
God, no.
You think Carson, they wouldn't? No.
Not even close.
I give him credit that they were 13-1.
The game plan was so good.
I know. Nick Foles, it was a perfect man for the job. It wasn't Carson Wentz. Like, those plays were run, the relationship with Foles, it just worked out. It was a perfect storm. Carson Wentz, it wouldn't have been like that, Dave. I really believe that.
How do you fix this foot and be like, okay, he's good, and now he's going to play and he's going to be healthy? I mean, he wasn't healthy before. He hurt his knee and he was out. And then last year, I mean, he got hit a lot and he was out. And he lost the job. I mean,
and now he's with a new team, Dave. New wide receivers, new system. I know Frank. I guess he knows Frank's system, etc. But no chemistry with the players because you've been out all camp again. Right. Like, that's going to be the thing. So that'll be the excuse when he comes back. Well, you know, Chuck, he didn't get to play with anybody for 4 weeks, 5 weeks. He was out, and then he'll suck, and then he'll look sort of okay 3-4 weeks in, and then he'll get hurt again. Like, I got zero. I mean,
the Colts are all in with them. The Colts have to. You have to remember where a lot of these stories come from too. I mean, the team leaks it right to Schefter, or right to Mortensen, or right to somebody that they know are going to blast it out all over. So yeah, he's feeling good. I mean, they gotta tell everybody that, even if he's not. He could possibly come back, or he could not come out till week six. I mean, nobody knows. So for you to move numbers on that in books, like, it's not laughable. I mean, everybody has their own way of doing stuff, but I would
You want to hear something crazy, Dave?
Any book would
Sam Ellinger. Sam Ellinger could be the Indianapolis Colts starting quarterback week one. He's looked better than Eason in camp.
Wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
You can't just say Eason's the guy.
I bet you he wouldn't suck. I bet you Ellinger would make plays.
It's one of those deals, Cam.
We talk about it, Cam, where, like Heinicke, they're like, oh, Heinicke doesn't have a hope in hell of starting this year. It's like, well, why not? He just played well in the playoff game. No. He's not the quarterback. Well, he just played well. He doesn't have the pedigree. And that's the same thing, because people will say, you can't put Ellinger in. He's not even a high draft pick. He's a free agent quarterback. Well, kid's a competitor, and he's learning the plays. And if he looks good in camp, why can't he play, Dave, right? Why can't he play?
Listen, those guys.
How many people said Mahomes is going to win a Super Bowl as early as he did?
Exactly.
No one did.
There you go. No. See you,
fellas. Great stuff, Dave. Go A's.
Go A's.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Endgame Live continues. We're going to see what's in Cam's bag a little bit later on. Got some golf picks. It's Wednesday night already. This week is just flying by, and it's a good thing because tomorrow we have NFL football and CFL football. Cam's favorite quarterback, Nathan Rourke, starting. We'll debate that later. He's good, Gabe. Don't forget to follow the network on Twitter at SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV. Stay up to date all day long, even when you're on the road. See great clips from me and Cam and other hosts like Scotty Farrell, the great Scotty Farrell, and more Pat McAfee. Stay caught up to date all day long at SportsGrid, at SportsGrid TV. Twitter.com. Like I said, it's a good and, you know, odds and picks and all that other cool stuff. So follow us on Twitter. Let's build the account. Man, the Red Sox are up 5-0 at +2.5. I went small on that. So it's okay.
You know who else is up? The Atlanta Braves. 3-0.
Boom. Boom.
Boom, boom, boom.
Hey, we got rain in Cleveland.
Oh, really? Great.
Delayed.
We got rain in Cleveland and in Baltimore. I know. The Super Baltimore champ. Game.
It's raining again. Oh, no. It's raining again.
Super Tramp. I like Super Tramp back. They got some good songs.
Actually, you know what? I thought about that the other day. That was about a rain song. You know what a good rain song is? I'm only happy when it rains.
When it rains. Garbage.
What's her name? Shirley Manson.
I like that shit. Yeah. Scottish Lass. Yeah, she's cool.
They're a good band. She was good. See, the Red Sox are rolling. So I like the A's. I like the A's, but the A's are delayed. Baltimore and Detroit delayed. Man, I don't know how you guys do it, man, on the East Coast. Yeah. It's funny because last night, actually, the Dodgers guys were like mad camp. They're like, it's an effing rain out every time we come to Philadelphia. It's always raining. These guys live in just like palm trees all the time. And like, they're like,
exactly.
But it was funny. The Dodger beat riders, like, stupid East Coast trips. We hate the East Coast trip. Like, you know what I mean? They're in Philly. It's all dark. Like,
that's true.
But, man, rain's really on the East Coast right now. All right. More picks and golf on the other side.